Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Welcome back. 17 Till, that's the Platters bringing us back. I know that's from the Wayback Machine. I know that's from a long time ago. But Terry, the lead singer there, you gotta admit that's pretty special music there. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. That's the story I'm sticking to. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Peter Meyer is our guest, our good friend, 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, the author of Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets, one of my favorite topics, one of my favorite books. We're talking about reinventing ourselves. Not only the fact that we need to, Peter, let's just get that. We've got that on the table. We can put that aside. I don't think we have to debate. There's no debating anymore about whether this is something we have to do. I think the issue is how much you and I are committed, how much all of us are committed to making the reinvention process part of our overall strategic thinking about our business, right?
Yeah, and I agree with that, and I want to add something there if I can. We're also committed to having fun, and reinventing should be and can be the most fun you can have during the business day.
Right.
It is so much more fun than doing the same thing over and over again. So why not take advantage of the fun? Why not enjoy yourself by reinventing yourself? That's my perspective.
All right, and I like that. And so as you said that, I was thinking about, okay, this is why it's maybe the best time in the world to ever be an entrepreneur, because you and I both know 50 years ago, if you were an entrepreneur, you started a business. After a while, you had to quit being an entrepreneur. You had to start being an operator. You had to run the business. Maybe you did that the rest of your life. And some people can't run a business, but they're great entrepreneurs. So now, with all this reinvention going on, it keeps an entrepreneurial mind more interested. But doesn't that also mean that we need to have... We need to make sure that while we're being the entrepreneurial person who's reinventing the company, reinventing ourselves, we also have somebody who's doing the blocking and tackling. We need to make sure that we got people in our business who are doing that, right?
Well, of course, that makes perfect sense. We need to take care of business while we're creating the new version of the business at the same time. The good news is that the reason we're entrepreneurs is because we're flexible and we know how to put the right people in the right place. And so, therefore, we get our folks doing that. And maybe it's even ourselves part of the day blocking and tackling and part of the day reinventing. But the reinvention process is so critical, you can't really delegate it.
Mm-hmm.
You can share it. You can ask people to reinvent themselves and help you reinvent what you're doing. I think that's true for all of our listeners. But you can't delegate the creation part of it. You can't delegate reinventing.
Exactly, and isn't the reinvention process from a company standpoint? Let's put it at the company level, not at the personal level. That's which we can talk about that in the next segment. But from a company level, the reinvention process to me is an executive level thing, and I've had conversations quite a bit over the years with Leslie Kossoff on executive thinking. I was talking to Joel Barker about his definition of an executive, and he said an executive is someone who takes the company from where it is to where it needs to go. A manager, in my definition of a manager, is somebody who manages the things that are at hand. So a small business owner has got to allow for enough time, and I think this is what's important for our conversation, Peter. A small business owner they've got to manage, because they got to make payroll, they got to pay the bills, take care of the customers. But they have to carve out enough time in their lives to be an executive to be able to spend the time thinking about where they're going, which is the reinvention process. What do you think?
I think that's true, and I don't like the idea anymore for myself of carving time out of a day. I want to carve time out of a minute.
Okay.
So every time I'm spending a minute managing the day-to-day stuff, I also want to have some of my brain cycles working on, okay, what can I reinvent that doesn't yet exist that would either eliminate the need for this or improve the way this happens? How can I use the potential around this? If I can walk and chew gum, which most days I can hold both those thoughts at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do that, I'm reinventing in the present.
You're saying reinvention is not a means to an end. It's a way of life.
It's a way of life, and it's a moment-by-moment way of life if you want to make it fun and easy. Potential does not come once a day. Potential is here all the time. It's up to us to tap it as often as we feel comfortable.
Very interesting. Well, and I hear you, and I agree with you, but you'd be amazed at how many, maybe you wouldn't be, but a lot of people would be amazed at how many small business owners never allow themselves out of the trenches. They never stick their head above the foxhole. They never get to the executive thinking dimension. They never go there. And I would be happy. See, what I think they got to do, and I mean, you correct me, and I know you will if you think I'm wrong here, but I would be happy if they just would cut that time, carve that time out, go spend some time there, one day a week, one Saturday morning or something like that. I think if they would do that consciously, you know, with great intention and with some kind of structure, then I think they could work backwards toward the minute-by-minute thing. What do you think about that?
I think you start where you have traction, to quote a friend of mine, and that would be a great place to start. Carve out an hour on a Saturday morning, go cook, go play golf, and create at the same time. And then work towards the ultimate, which is to be reinventing moment by moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then notice how much fun it is.
See,
so
that's,
you get reinforcement.
That's how I learned how to close in selling. I learned 13 closes.
Mm.
And then after a while, I didn't know how many closes I had.
Right.
See what I mean? Because I'd put them all together whenever I needed it, and needed them. And I think it's a great way to think about it. Reinvention too. Quick break. I told you we'd get smarter when Peter Meyer joined us. Tin Till, right back after these messages. Peter, give us your website, please.
WarpSpeedGrowth.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.